We're going to get a car czar.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. These are anxious hours for the auto industry. It looks like Congress will push through $15 billion in loans, but it's not a done deal yet. There's still some resistance from Republicans. The package as it stands now would create a cabinet-level position to oversee the restructuring, and there will have to be concessions from management, labor, and creditors. The stock markets are hanging in there lately. In Japan, stocks gained almost 1% today, but Hong Kong shares fell 2%. European stocks are 1% higher so far. Wall Street had 3 and 4% gains yesterday. The Dow added almost 300 points to 8934. The NASDAQ was up 62, and the S&P 500 climbed 33. Today, the Secretary of State goes to Panama. Panama has long been a center of trade with its trademark canal. Now the country's trying to promote free trade throughout the hemisphere. From our America's desk at WLRN, Dan Gretsch reports.
On Wednesday, Panama hosts a 12-nation summit called Pathways to Prosperity in the Americas. The United States will be there. So will the 11 countries in the hemisphere that have signed or are negotiating a free trade deal with the U.S. Federico Humbert is Panama's ambassador to the U.S.
All of our countries are true believers in the importance of global integration and to make sure that the benefits of such passes to every single strata of our societies.
He says the true path to prosperity is closer ties to the U.S., even during this downturn.
Without a doubt, the benefits that our countries, mine included, have had because of good relationship with our neighbors here to the north outweigh the liabilities or the problems that we may be having right now.
Panama is betting big on trade. It's spending $5 billion to expand its canal to accommodate more and bigger ships. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
More job cuts to tell you about this morning. Sony is slashing 8,000 jobs around the world, about 5% of its workforce. Sony says it will cut the jobs from its electronics operations, about 160,000 workers in that sector. It does not give a country breakdown for the planned reductions.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship. Online at kauffman.org.
In this economy, it seems like everything is on sale. Homes, clothes, stocks, cars. It's wonderful. Yeah, but it also might be a big problem. In this installment of the Marketplace Decoder, Stacey Vanek Smith explains deflation.
So there's this great-looking gold purse I've had my eye on at the Anthropologie store. It was $248. Then it was $199. And now it's $130. So I should probably make my move, but I'm going to wait. I think it's going to get marked down even more. Pretty impressive bargain shopping, right? Actually, Matthew Lloyd of Advisors Asset Management says I'm damaging the economy. He says all of my holding out is contributing to a dangerous phenomenon known as deflation.
To put it in the most simple terms, it's negative inflation.
Inflation happens when there's too much money chasing too few goods and prices go up. Deflation happens when there's not enough spending and prices start falling. That flips a switch in consumers' brains and they start to hang back, kind of like my purse situation. Suddenly, companies can't get people to buy their stuff, they can't grow, and the economy grinds to a halt.
Companies end up starting to contract, and then they start laying off employees. And then the consumer starts to feel more tepid about the future, so they spend less, and it starts that deflationary spiral.
Lloyd says counteracting deflation is tricky because there's not a lot the government can do to prevent people from waiting for the next markdown.
No one can come up with a quantitative formula to define a human being and their spending habits. You can't really address the situation through certain policies.
Deflation whacked the U.S. economy back in the 40s, but this round could be far more serious, says Robert Manning, professor of consumer finance at the Rochester Institute of Technology. He says U.S. consumer spending has become the engine of the global economy.
We're in a very perilous situation with the economy, and every help that we can to get people out of debt and being able to afford buying new goods and services is going to be crucial to restarting this economy.
So if I don't buy that purse, I could help push the entire world into a horrible deflationary spiral? Okay, I'm sold. The holidays are hard enough without having global economic ruin on my conscience. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
You know, one place where prices haven't fallen is video games. The market is still there, and it's still pretty strong. Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Sure, times are tough, but consumers so far seem willing to plunk down cash for a gift that offers entertainment on the cheap at home. Some video game consoles have been flying off store shelves in record numbers. Nintendo says sales of its Wii consoles more than doubled over Thanksgiving week compared to last year. It's outselling Sony's PlayStation 3 and Microsoft's Xbox 360. But Brendan Sinclair at GameSpot.com says the recession has still dinged its share of game makers.
All throughout the year, there have been independent studios closing left and right. Electronic Arts laid off 6% of its workforce, more than 500 employees. THQ just shut down 5 of their studios, laid off people at 2 more.
Sinclair says video games with universal appeal are selling better than those tailored to traditional gamers. Maybe that's because recession-weary parents want to play Guitar Hero just as much as their kids do. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
We have much more coverage of the economic fallout on our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.